are doing candidate interviews all this month. We've done a couple this week, and today's featured candidate running for the Mexico Board of Education, Ms. Julia Lindsay. I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here today.
Yeah, we're glad to have you in here this morning. First off, it's an easy question. Okay. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you would like to serve on the Mexico Board of Education.
Okay. My husband, Shannon, and I have lived here together in this town for 26 years, and we have raised three children here, two of who are still enrolled in our current system, in our district. And I have always been involved in the education of our children, in their curriculum. I have watched throughout the years. I've been involved with the school for at least 17 years as a parent. And I have watched and I have spoken to the appropriate people regarding my concern for the decline in our academic numbers and as many other concerns all over the years. And I've been talking to the local community as I have for 20 plus years, but even more so as I've started running for school board, and they're sharing their concerns with me. And there's a lot of voices that feel maybe unheard or even silenced. And so I want to be that voice for the people. I think that all of our voices together can come together and be a very good big voice for good change. And it seems that a lot of the things that I'm hearing is that a lot of times their concerns are listened to, but then it seems that they just keep piling up without a real solution. And so they kind of feel stuck in this cycle of every day. And I'm willing to listen to all members of the community, big and small. And in November, 77.3 million voted for change. Our community wants to see positive change and better education for their children in a safe environment. And so, that's why I want to run for the school board, so I can help effectively make change.
Sure thing. You know, the next question that I've been asking people, is there one thing in particular, if you had a main goal that you would like to see get implemented within the Mexico School District?
Yes, I believe that we need to get back to the basics. And I believe that the way to do that is fair, firm, and constructive criticism with full accountability. And I think that the only way to do that these days is to get the full story. And to do that, I think that we need to update our security cameras in our hallways. They need to be clear picture with audio. We need to have them in our classrooms. We need to have them in every building, in every class, every room in the building besides bathrooms or locker rooms, because parents need to be more involved. And when these situations happen, whether it's fight or drugs or anything else, you have to do the he said, she said story. And we should not, in the year of 2025, have to continue doing that.
All right. You know, so the other side of the question is, because there are some things that people see that they would like to, you know, see improve, but what are some of the things that the Mexico School District does well as you see it right now?
Well, they do have a lot of great things going for them, and I think that if we get back to the basics, it'll make it even better. It'll boost our morale, and it will increase our participation in our sports and our academic clubs. When our students are succeeding, that means our teachers are succeeding, and we need all of them to succeed. And I know that they are doing, I think that they're doing the best that they can in the environment that they have right now. But change is coming. Things have been signed. Executive orders have been signed, and more are coming. And so change is coming, and it was voted for. And so I think that for all good things, we should always strive to do even better. And so I think that Mexico's capable of that, and I think the community is capable of the truth. And if we would talk to them, we would get a lot of solutions pretty quickly for our community.
Sure. Next, now, you know, there are five people running for Mexico Board of Education this election cycle, only two open seats. What kind of sets you aside from the other candidates running in this race?
Well, I'm an involved mother of 20 years, a nurse of nearly 22. Part of my education for 22 years has been child development. And I have kept up on that as a nurse and as a mother. I have also subbed in the schools from the years of 2018 to 2020. So I've been in there and I know what the teachers are going through. I know what the students are going through. And I think that sets me aside. I see that a lot of the other, several of the other candidates have many projects going on. And the thing that sets me aside is I am dedicated to just this. I am going to put all of my time and all of my effort into helping our schools and to better themselves and to not just be a trend or popular on social media, but to be actually good in our schools to where everybody is thriving with a high morale and our numbers are increasing. And I think that that is very possible.
I apologize. We're having some issues with the phone over here right now, but we got that taken care of. One last thing, for people who want to know more about Julia Lindsay, where can they go to find out? Do you have a Facebook page? Will you get yard signs? And will you be going to the Audrain County League of Women's Voters Candidate Forum?
I'm working on the yard signs, and I will be out in the community. I want to hear what the community has to say. I want to hear your concerns. You can keep up with any and all updates on the official committee page on Facebook, Committee to Elect Julia Lindsay, District 59 Board of Education. I will be doing more podcasts and live interviews on the Dusty Blue Show as well as my own page. And I accept all and approved questions, appropriate questions, on these platforms or via email at committeetoelectjulialindsay@gmail.com. I also have a contribution site set up. I have a committee set up with the Missouri Ethics Commission, and there is a Venmo link to it that is directly linked to the account, and it is also found on my page. And I will accept any and all donations and support along the way. And I hope that I can count on your vote on April the 8th and make sure you're registered and get out there and make your voice count.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate you stopping by here this morning. We wish you the best of luck, and thanks for taking some time out with us.
Thank you.